Most of you guys know I am not my dad. So I will not be using a napkin for most of this. So I will be using more than just a couple of verses. So I'm going to start off with a couple of questions. How many of you are proud to be a Christian? Like, I would like to say, okay, thank you. Now, what is the reason? Anybody? No? Okay. Is it because of communion, worship, friends through Christ? What about salvation? Well, how about all of them? Now, say that since we're proud to be Christians, yet when we say we're proud to be Christians, yet when we come here for service, yet when we walk through that door, when service is over, and we walk through the door, and when service is over, we walk out, it's almost like we become different people. So, if you're proud of calling yourself a Christian, but all those important ones should be to teach people more than about just God, it should be teaching others. My scripture that I'm using today is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And that is, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that it may see your light works and give your glory to your faith who is in heaven. Now, if we go back and look at the first part of that verse, it talks about letting your light shine before others. Now, why is it that sometimes we call ourselves proud to be Christians, yet when we go out that door and we see other people, yet we're too scared to tell other people about God because they what they might think of us? So that also looks at Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or put on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Now, if we go back to the second part of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, if someone were to go in a dark room and they had a flashlight, you know, it shows light, why would they put their hand over it? Because there'd be no point in the flashlight. It's almost like that song that everybody knows, This Little Light of Mine. Does everybody know that song? I would like to sing it to you guys, yet I do not want to make you guys deaf. So the example of the flashlight and putting it in our hand is the same way for the church. If we wanted to reach out to others, and yet we don't, why do we call ourselves proud to be Christians? If we go back to the second part of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it talks about if we show the light to others, then people will see your good ways. Have any of you heard the quote, it's easy to talk the talk, but it's hard to walk the walk? It's almost like when you tell other people how good you are at something, yet when it's time for you to actually show people how good you are at it, and you're not that good at it. So it's almost like that when you're showing or telling others about Christ. You tell people about yourselves how proud you are to be Christians, yet when it's time for you to actually show others how good you are at it, you're too scared about it. You're too scared to show others your good works. When we go out and tell people that you're good to be a Christian, yet when you see people, their bad works, you're too scared to tell them about Jesus because you don't want them to see what you're made of. That's not what God wants you to do. So if we look at James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, what use is it my brethren, if someone says he has faith but he has no works, can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of them says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and go be filled, and yet you do not give them what is filled or necessary to their body, what use is it to that? Even so, faith, it has no works, is dead, being itself. If you go to say someone that you're warm but fed and doesn't do anything to that, why would you go and give food to someone and yet not yourself? That doesn't do anything. When it's almost like you're telling others about Christ, yet you're not doing it for yourself. It's almost like if you tell others about Christ and yet you're not helping yourself, that's almost like you're giving one person Christ and you're not doing anything for yourself. That's just one person getting like the life of Christ, and if you don't do anything for yourself, then it's no use. If we say we're proud to be a Christian but don't show our faith outside of the church, then why do we say that we're proud to be a Christian yet we don't do anything for it? In Matthew 5, verse 16, it says, which is giving glory to the Father who is in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 through 12, it talks about, beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, when I was in football, I saw many things that we should not do. And a lot of those times, I had the chance to stop it, yet I was too scared to do it because I didn't want them to think of me as a different person. And showing that we call ourselves proud, just like I call myself proud to be a Christian, yet because I didn't show them what I was supposed to do, that doesn't show ourselves how we should be proud to be a Christian. And when we look at that, it's almost like, why do we call ourselves Christians if we don't help others? God gave us a choice. He gave us two paths. It could be you call yourself a Christian, and every once in a while you go to church, you talk about every once in a while you... Like you're on Facebook and you go to church every while, you talk about how good you are and stuff, and then you have that sticker of Jesus on like the back of your car. Or you can be that Christian that is humble and not only tells people about the light of Christ to others, but you also show that light, and by acting like it, you're proud to be a Christian.